Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we also have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let's rid ourselves of every obstacle and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let's run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking only at Jesus, the originator and perfecter of the faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
Runners in a marathon follow a clearly marked course. But suppose one of the athletes decides to pick his own path. He still runs 26 miles and sets his finish line in the same spot as the official one. But he runs through neighborhoods with fewer hills and across less crowded parks. His plan seems excellent to him, but when he crosses the finish line, there won't be a medal or ribbon waiting. That seems silly, right? But those of us who are believers do the same thing when we decide the course for our life instead of running the race God sets. By submitting to His will, doing what He says, and going where He leads, we remain on the right path. Every believer's finish line, heaven, is the same, whether we run the race God's way or our own way. However, the difference is what we have to show for our time on earth. Regardless of how grand a legacy someone leaves, the only truly lasting and worthwhile deeds are those done for the Lord and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thankfully, no matter how far off course we may veer, the Holy Spirit is still present within us. He reminds us of the right path and also provides the power to get back on it and persevere. God knows the route He has marked out for you, and your choice is clear. Decide to run the race He set before you and finish well.